contributing text to INTS. Submitting your own writing for appraisal or inclusion. Submissions. Place your text on an email or send it as an attachment in Word, Doc, or text. You may also use PDF or attach pictures if you choose. Pictures and links are better placed on your own site if you have one, and everyone has space supplied it by their ISP whether they use it or not. There is no guarantee that the info sent will be used, but it might show up as an article in the appropriate area or as a response, critique that is, to an article. Make sure you mark personal material not to be published or not public domain, but we can usually tell which is which. Welcome to INTS. We have just begun to get things organized and all systems are running full tilt, but in a rudimentary form. There are no interactive software programs to automatically place your submissions on the web. Neither are there autoresponse or generators for email, discussion boards, news groups, Java programs, or even video. Some of these will be included, and as I read this, some of them have been included, as needed, but right now, it is only necessary for an interested party to contact the email address at the top of the page in order to submit a manuscript or discuss an issue. The web is absolutely massive and increasing in size daily and rapidly. It's not a local thing, and one has to get used to the idea of communicating with persons all over the world. This institution has done so since the advent of the World Wide Web, beginning with the first ever user-friendly platform, which was Windows 95, which actually came out in 96. Prior to that, it was necessary to be a total techno-geek to operate the system, so it's enough to say that for about 10 years we have been sending and receiving email to and from thousands of people from all walks of life on a personal level. But of course, not as INTS. This institution is a recent development. Contact. We do not operate like a corporation or an established institution. That is, that should read establishment institution, but we do expect the formality of respect and politeness when communicating. Try not to ramble on or repeat your point several times. You may send links, but there is no guarantee that we will investigate them unless you refer to your own personal sites, and even then, the glance might only be cursory. We answer all email initially, even if it is abusive, but beyond that, there is no guarantee that even polite communications will continue to be responded to. Some, unfortunately, are just looking for buddies to yak with, and that would only happen if our goals were very similar. We can only respond in English, but it isn't necessary for you to have a good command up, although without that, you might find the content here difficult. Donations. The chances of someone donating funds to this institute are infinitely small, so we make little noise about that. We are not registered as a charitable organization in Canada or elsewhere, and at this time, it is doubtful that we would ever be. The annual fees for such registration are in the hundreds of dollars and just the usual money grab nonsense. If you still want to send something and help out, make a check or money order payable to the information below and send it by the old-fashioned snail mail. You may also use PayPal with the information below. You would be donating to help to further the causes outlined in the Institute's constitution and purpose statements, and your help is much needed, but can only take the form of one individual helping another. INTS isn't registered as an institution or university, and may never be, because of the prohibitive nonsense that is involved in established systems, and the simple fact that INTS is working to reform those same systems. Sending money personally from you to me is perfectly legal, and I am not required to be a registered charity nor institution to qualify. Thank you for even considering.